All right, so we'll get started. It is prime time, the Office Hours AMA segment, where I answer your questions. And we'll get started. Do you have any questions that appear? Whilst questions are not here, I will just sit in unimaginable endless silence whilst I check tracking for a parcel that is going all the way to Tasmania. Alrighty, I got that tracking information off to the person that was good in question. Lord Buckethead says, how has my day been so far? I really also like personal questions, but seeing his questions are kind of dry, I'll go for it. Oh yeah, good. I have a giant mug of tea that I'm going to go ahead and chug and get started on the rest of my day, I guess. Anyway, after office hours at least. Moving forwards to unnamed cyborg cat who says, is Neos ever going to be finished yet? I don't think Neos will ever, ever be finished. Unlike games which are, like, real games, like, Neos is always going to be ever-growing, at least once we get through all this stuff. Let's think of an example here. Like, take the latest Legend of Zelda game, right? That has a defined start point and end point. And yeah, there could be DLC. Of course there could be DLC. But there is a defined start and end point where that game will just not require any additional work. Whereas we have a metaverse that's going to need additional work until the end of its existence. As a reminder, for those who have just joined or are unaware, please drop questions in the thread that we have up in the Office Hours text chat. I'll answer them in the order that they appear. If there are no questions, I will sit here in silence until questions appear. That is the nature of Office Hours. Whilst I wait for questions, I'm going to go ahead and push another couple of buttons to make sure that a parcel appears at my house. Log in. Schedule package. Please arrive today. All right. Be today at 8 p.m. Excellent. Oh, we have a question from Rusia. Thank you, Rusia. Rusia says, another CJ-ism. We've been having more world performance issues, namely the lockups we feel when avatars load in. What we've noticed is that saving and allowing the world to reload often clears this up when the same number of users are present in the world. This typically buys us a few hours before we need to save and reload again. Any thoughts on what we could be causing the performance to degrade over time until they restart? Potentially unused assets? Have you, like, does the CJ Worlds have the clean up unused assets checkbox enabled on their sessions? That might help. That's really the only thing I can think of that would be, like, people loading in and loading out. They do, okay, yeah. Interesting to sort of monitor that, I guess. In my public folder somewhere, there's, like, the World Health thing. I wanted to make it, like, a huge thing, but in the end, I just had two. It counts the direct children of the root slot and the direct children of the asset slot, and seeing if that goes up and down throughout the session might be a sort of indicator if a cleanup unused assets is working. But then I don't really have any other ideas, unfortunately, right now. All right, we have two additional questions here from Marcus. Thank you for those. First question, why do you like Neos? I don't actually know. I know that, like, you know, a team member should have, like, a really good answer here that's, like, businessy and, like, you know, fits the, like, energy of a company, but I don't I like it. I don't know why. Yeah. Sorry, not good words on that one. And then the second question is, what would be some things to say to someone to try to get them to check out Neos with me? Firstly, make sure you're not I guess, like, bullying is the wrong word, but nagging would be a good word. Make sure they're not nagging them. Like, some people are just happy what they're doing. You know, they're happy in their other applications, and they're happy not having a, you know, boiling screen strapped to their face. So do keep that in mind. Don't pester people if they've said no a few times. Anyway, with that out of the way, focus on what you can do, but also what you can experience. A lot of times I see players focusing on what you can do, and that's where a session might turn into sort of like a Garry's Mod style session. And to that point, you can do Garry's Mod style stuff on Garry's Mod. You can also do Garry's Mod style stuff on many, many games. For example, if just playing around with guns, go play H3VR. If it's just goofing off, then Garry's Mod, even VR chat covers that, right? Show them what is unique about Neos. Take them on a world tour. Show them the community and how helpful they are. Also, try not to make their first session as about avatars as like it needs to be. Like, obviously they want to feel comfortable in their avatar, but, like, maybe suggest using one of the already uploaded avatars so they can get a feel of the game before they spend, like, 4 hours uploading their avatar the first time, because it will take them a while. That's worked quite well for some people. I think it was, like, a friend once who were sort of I don't know, they were the first person I saw that idea from. They came in to sort of see what Neos is about, and I sort of asked them if I wanted, you know, they wanted help in putting their VR chat avatar, and they went, you know what, no, just give me an avatar that's like close enough to that avatar and show me what this can do. I'll worry about my avatar later. And I really appreciated that sort of perspective on how they wanted to play the play Neos, because it means that they didn't spend their first session like knee-deep in inspectors. They spent the first session learning what we had to offer in the event that they had their avatar created and updated and stuff like that. It gave them more reason then later to get their avatar in. Lex has a question here, which is, I've noticed more frequently in the past months that the S variant servers either get stuck or stop entirely with no indication of users. Except for broken textures and shaders, what would be a good way of identifying these specific users to notify the team? We have pretty good notification on that one from the QC team. More is always welcome, of course. I am actually starting to meme that a little bit with a Days Since Asset Server halt image, which I'm going to get set up somewhere. You can usually see it in the logs as a failure on a particular on a particular gather job, usually for like, you know, shader files or something like that. If they can't be got, then that's usually the problem. If you see an increase in things turning pink randomly, that's also an indicator for that happening as well. Yeah, C's Link has got it. I get kind of annoyed about that one. Obviously, we're a little bit stuck because we can't, you know, do much about that. But I want to there's a whole class of computing and engineering that happens at like big companies called observability. So observability is a little bit different than development. Observability just means sort of like what is happening. And so large companies, large corporations, they invest a lot in observability just so that they can see stuff. And this actually goes like sort of beyond or tangential to data science, where it's like, okay, what data insights can we get about our users? This is basically just like, what is happening? Like, show me what's happening. And so getting more observability on the asset processing for the team will allow us to do stuff like that. Now, I have worked for many corporations where, you know, if stuff goes wrong, someone gets a phone call. I don't think we need that. But we do need somewhere that like alerts us to it. I mean, probably a Discord bot somewhere, but you know, like we'll see what we can do. I'm not quite sure why that keeps happening, but it's about once a month and it bothers me. Let's move onwards. Rusi says, as a follow-up, is there a plan to move asset variation generation uploads back to the client at some point? Clients do some of it. But that's certainly an option that we wanted to look at. We also want to look at sort of more peer-to-peer style things. And people get sort of like worried or concerned when I say that. But it's basically just like, a friend of yours, which happens to live like the next town over, has the assets for this particular session. Maybe they can give them to you rather than you going to a server that's on the other side of the country. Maybe. Just saying. So that would also help in that regard, because what that would mean is like, hey, maybe the asset variant like server doesn't have that particular thing all up to date, but hey, maybe someone in the world does. Windows Defender took action on threats. What's going on, Windows Defender? What did you find? Windows Defender is telling me that my host file has a lot of entries in it that it finds suspicious. Yeah, I think so, Windows. Me blocking all the trackers you have is that's totally sus. Thanks for letting me know, Windows. It's like, you put stuff on your host file. I'm like, yeah, that's what it's for. All right, I'm not seeing any more questions. Ozzy asks, what is a funny Neos myth you see going around recently? I think I actually edited the myth page out of sort of like anger the other day. Let me go see what I added by looking at the history. Neos myths. Apparently Neos is an airline in Italy. Didn't you? I don't remember making that issue. What was it, this one I was referring to? So, like, there are a couple that keep coming up recently. One is that Neos isn't multi-threaded. To that, I say go to your debug screen and just play Neos with that open. You'll see background worker threads, you'll see background threads, you'll see all sorts. Lots of stuff is multi-threaded. Another one is that if you're in a session, Neos users can access your hard drive. The answer is no, they can't. So, great. Thank you for spreading that rumor. We keep getting... let's just say, you know, the crypto community keep coming in and they keep saying like, is this project dead? It's like, well, like one of the team member is like here every single week for half an hour talking to you guys. And then on Wednesdays and on Fridays, we have the streams
And then, like, hey, those moderators that we've got, they've been banning those capture bots all the time. If it was dead, this place would just be a wasteland. We'd be covered in capture bots and family servers and weird OnlyFans advertisements and fake Elon Musks. I have seen so many fake Elon Musks. Like, they're all over, like, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, YouTube, Reddit. It's basically just, like, them deep faking. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. Deep fakes of Elon going, like, buy this cryptocurrency. Like, crazy. Anyway, yeah, so if it was dead, I wouldn't be here talking about Elon Musk deepfakes. Other ones that come with, like, the sort of, like, weirdness in some of our features being similar to features on other platforms. For example, people assume Dynamic Bones on Neos is the same as Dynamic Bones elsewhere. It is not. It's our own implementation, which means that for Neos, it's better. Like, I'm not going to say it's, like, better than FizzBones or better than the original Dynamic Bones. That's not for me to qualify. It's better for Neos because we own it. We don't have to pay anyone for it. It is compatible with all our stuff, and it will get any improvements that we make to Neos because of that. Additionally, like, nothing else on Neos that you use as a feature needs to be paid for. Like, you only pay for storage. I mean, yeah, there's the headless client and stuff like that, but, like, you want to build, like, you want to build the next Legend of Zelda in Neos, there is nothing that, like, there is nothing you need to pay for, provided it stays under 1 gigabyte. Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, there are no features. Moving forwards to Exosys, what's the recommended amount of dedicated WAM I have to the server? We have recommended system specs listed on the Steam page for the Steam, for, like, the headful. What's the opposite of headless? Heady. The one with the head. Non-headless. What is the opposite of headless? Head. Containing a head. Anyway, for that, we have that on the Steam Store page. And for headless, there's lots of conversation in the headless client. I don't think we provided any official recommendations there, simply because the headless client is still, in air quotes, in testing. I mean, you're sitting on an early access game in beta, so, like, you know, everything's in testing. But yeah. Foxbox asks, when is a good time to clear your cache, other than when it's telling you you're out of storage because Neos has 150 gigabyte cache? Yeah, that just happened today for me. I mean, some of you might be like this. Unlike you, though, I've got, like, 4 versions of Neos that run on my computer, so they've all got varying degrees of cache stored on them, which is cool. So I need to go through and do that. A schedule might make sense, which is what VT Oxalis says. I don't think a schedule makes sense. Maybe another does. I kind of do it based on sort of, like, who I'm interacting with. As an example, like, I haven't been to Creator Jams in a couple of weeks. Like, that's not because I don't want to go to Creator Jams. I just haven't had the chance. So I probably have a lot of Creator Jammy stuff in my cache that I can clean out. That's a, like, small example, but it might be, like, a bigger example that might be useful, I guess, might be, let's say VBLFC happens again, right? So you go to VBLFC, that means that you've got the entirety of the VBLFC convention center, hotel, rooms in your cache, and then anyone that attends, you've got in your cache, and then after VBLFC, you go back to your private world to work on your custom inspector or multi-tool. You don't need VBLFC in your cache anymore, so you might want to clear it at that point. Git asks, what inspired using Threads for office hours, and do you find that helped out? That would be Eastern came up with the idea, and I think it helped simply because when I'm updating notes or taking a look at what I did for the episode description over on Sounder, sometimes I am delayed on that simply through having a busy life, and then I have to scroll up through Canadian Git's office hours or moderations office hours or scroll around a little bit. With it being in a thread, it just keeps everything contained. I also find that it prevents spam in some cases because it's, like, focused. I don't know. I think it's working for, like, containerizing them. Probably not needed, but it works. Lex says, how would you be able to tell what worlds or items are cache? Would you just delete stuff based on time? Yeah, stuff based on time. Good example might again be, like, you know, or a parallel might be the junk drawer in your house. You know, if you haven't sorted out your junk drawer in about 5 years, you have no idea what's in it. It goes out your junk drawer. So when I get this, jaw surgery project finally finished. I'll be clearing out my cache because it will have basically way more models of teeth and bones and jaws and skulls in it than I need. And I want to spend as little time as possible thinking about my teeth. For those who are not practicing good dental hygiene, I'm not judging here. I'm just saying, like, you should brush twice a day. Jury's out on flossing from my point. I actually ended up reading scientific papers on flossing. Flossing's kind of a little bit silly. When you go to the dentist, and the dentist is like, "Wow, I can tell you've been flossing," and I'm like, "Yep, totally." In the back of my head, I'm like, "I haven't a single time at all, no." But your mileage may vary because I have literally the world's most expensive toothbrush. I have the most expensive Philips toothbrush. I don't remember when I bought it, but I do. I don't know how we got to teeth. Oh yeah, the dental stuff. Yeah, I don't really want to think about my teeth. Teeth are expensive, etc., etc. Irvin's like, "What? Teeth are expensive?" Yeah, if you start having dental issues, then you'll find out how expensive teeth are. The best way to delete your cache, which is a question from Foxbox, which says, you know, is there a best way to go about clearing your cache, is to follow the guide I wrote that says how to clear your cache. Moving back up to Marco's question, he says, "Do you have any favorite worlds or worlds?" I really like the Time and Gears. I've been to Time and Gears, like, randomly because it's cool there. Hole in the Wall is, like, usually my go-to world to just, like, sit when I'm, like, half paying attention to existing. I really do like sort of experience-y or art worlds. I'm less, it's not to say that these are good, but, like, I'm less bothered by, like, the chill-out worlds that you see. Basically, if your world has string lights and lots of cushions, then your world is probably fantastic and very beautiful, but, like, it just has nothing for me. It's like, you know, the 12th or 13th string light and cozy cushion world that I've seen. So, you know, that's why Hole in the Wall gets, like, the bet. Also, like, 72 Groove Lake, right? It's still a hangout world, but it's not got string lights or cushions. I mean, both actually do have cushions, but, like, it's a theming thing. I don't know, like, the words for architecture. The one I do know is brutalism, which I quite like for my own weird taste. But all of the chill-out worlds that are in The Archer and being brought over, they all are the similar architecture. And I don't know the name for that, but they all are that exact architecture. There is this really weird world I can't remember the name of. Actually, I'm going to go find the name so those that play VR chat can go find it. I know the weird is like, "Do you have any favorite worlds?" I'm like, here's a VR chat world. This is just an example, right, of where our tastes might differ. Our favorite worlds. Trying to find it. Favorite worlds. Here it is. Is it here? No. Okay, the thumb there was loading on the website, and it says, like, "World is currently available," unavailable on, like, basically half of them. So I'll give up on that list. Ah, no, I found it. So there's a world here called FFCR, which is, like, again, like, a hangout world over there, but it's really weird. And I feel like there's a story to it, so there's art to it as well. So, like, you know, I like that. No one will hang out with me yet, so sometimes I'm just there by myself, but it's cool. I guess that was sort of a play on, I like worlds which are hangout, but maybe consider being a bit different than the usual one. I'll move on to questions before I continue to ramble. Alex, I'm surprised anyone's seen it. Yeah, I was like, there's a story here, like, there's like a narrative. I don't want to spoil too much, but, like, explore, and you'll see lots of stuff that doesn't make sense. There's also lots of buttons and stuff that I can't really, like, figure out, and I don't know. It's sort of, like, weird. Anyway, for example, of Brutalism, by the way, Desert Meeting Space, which now is a 2021 version, thanks to Soap, who found out that there was actually a skyline geometry for that world that I'd, you know, just lost. So do check out Desert Meeting Space 2021. I upped the lighting, so it's not just yellow now, and it looks better. Marco has a question here, which is, "Do you have any tips for people who just can't find motivation to brush their teeth or really do any hygiene stuff?" Oh, okay. Daddy Prime is now giving people life tips. The strange one for brushing your teeth that I have is get out of the bathroom, right? Of course, I leave my toothbrush in the bathroom, but I don't brush my teeth in the bathroom. That's already a title that many people have given me, and I don't want it, but there we go. Lots of people have issues with brushing their teeth because of the sort of loss of time of doing other stuff. And I'm like, cool, well, get yourself some wireless headphones, go in the bathroom, grab a toothbrush, grab your toothpaste, shove it on the brush, start brushing, come back to your computer and watch your funny cat memes on your TV or whatever. You don't need to be in the bathroom to brush your teeth. You just need to be in the bathroom to, I guess, spit out the toothpaste and rinse your mouth out. That's all you really need. Also, for inexplicable reasons due to that, my toothbrush often ends up on my computer desk, so that's a good reminder. Then there's habits as well. Like, here's what I'm trying to break right now, which is kind of difficult, which is when your alarm goes off, what's the first thing you do? Do you grab your phone? Because that's, like, literally what most people do. They wake up, and before even leaving their bed, they're checking their phone. The thing you should do when your alarm goes off, particularly if it's an alarm and you need to get up, is without even thinking about it, stand up. I don't care if you stand up like a zombie and then check your phone standing by the side of your bed. You just need to get out of the bed, right? Get up, right? That was advice given to me by some random life coach on YouTube. Usually I hate life coaches on YouTube. They're like, I wake up every day at 3 a.m. and do like deadlifts of horses until 5 a.m. and then I eat 17 breakfasts before I deadlift some more horses, and then at 9 I'm ready to start my day job. And I'm just like, that isn't life coaching, that's just insanity, thank you. Okay, so we do have a question here. Apologies, I'm talking about deadlifting horses and missing the fact that there's still a question. Lex says, what defines the order of items in the inventory? That broke recently, actually, and kind of scared me. It jumbled the order of a folder, and I thought I had lost something. But I'm not quite sure. I think it's, like, the date. I'd have to look. I haven't opened the code base today. I can open it. I don't know how much longer I'll be here. I'll go ahead and open it. There's a defined order. I can just, like, control T around and find it. All right, code base is loading. And IntelliSense is just like, Mia's heavy. My RAM is just like, skyrocketing. I don't see other questions. Feel free to keep them coming. I will be answering this question from Lex by just control T-ing around for a little bit. So if you've got any other questions, please drop them in there. Yeah, I don't actually have the source of architects. I don't think so, at least. I don't remember what was in there. That might be one of the empty ones. Let's see. Fuchs engine. Control T. Inventory browser. Active avatar color is color.magenta. Yay. And that's sort of like mixed down a little bit. You do try initialize. Here it is. Start task, root, open directory, begin generating, update directory items. There we go. That'll do it. Yeah, this will probably take a little bit longer than I have time to like dig into it. Let me see if the private variable has more about it. Records.add. Okay, it looks like whatever order the API returns it in. That's a sort of question I guess I can answer, Lex. So it used to be that every single part of Neos that Fuchs created was sort of automatically ended up in the same Visual Studio solution. And then part of that Visual Studio solution's post build script will copy it to the Unity side of things such that they're all synced up. So what I predict happened was at one point Architects and GenX and stuff like that were part of the Neos solution and were copied to the Unity directory. And the Unity directory is just sort of built on top of, like, every time we need to rebuild the Unity project, we rebuild the Unity project, and then that will update the DLLs that do update. But the ones that don't update just kind of live there. It is something that I want to clean up, as well as any dead code that we have. Like, we have a bunch of stuff that's just like completely commented out in the code base that I'm getting rid of. Strange stuff where I'm just like, oh, that's cool. Then like weird components that don't make any sense. Shout out to, where is it? Up, down. Oh, I'd need to switch branches to find this. If Syro is here or a Panda's here, I think it's like up, down, control. I can't remember the name of it. It's in uncategorized. It is a very, very weird component that is just designed to make something go up and down. And it's beautiful. We had a lot of fun with it. Like that sort of like weird stuff I'm trying to clean up. I think it's part of Classroom. That's probably why I don't see it anymore. We split Classroom off to its own repository. Yeah,
Architects was probably, I don't know, I'd have to ask Freaks, but like if I could guess based on just their naming scheme, it would probably be sort of like architectural tools. A good example of that might actually be stuff that is in my public folder under tools, architecture tools. So I have a staircase generator in there. I have an archway generator. I had sort of grand visions for additional generators, but then the Japanese community made the builder tip, and that's much superior. So I stopped working on that. Builder tip much more superior. Like mathematically, it should be possible if you're using primitives to say, give me a 4x4 room with a door here and here and here and here. And then it should be able to like mathematically figure it out using a metric ton of logic, but you should be able to figure it out. Wait, logic? This is so DLC? That is... Yeah, we'll clean that stuff up as soon as we can. Let's take a look. Make sure I'm not missing any questions, and then we'll leave off. Okay, so that's done. Scroll down to... Oh, Marcus, is it spot color or color? Depends where you are. There's this interesting channel, which I can't find right now, because it will probably take too long. I will find it, and then I'll drop it in the office hours text chat, which goes over sort of the origins of words. And an interesting one I watched, it's actually a YouTube short channel, so you know, you watch like 20, and you're just like, where has my life gone? Was about the difference between the pronunciation of herb and how you Americans say it, which is herb. In some parts of America, of course, where you just don't pronounce the H for some reason, and you really overstress the B and all sorts of weird stuff like that. But that was all explained, and I found that kind of interesting. A lot of the sort of differences in spelling and also pronunciation come from the distances that existed between America and the UK when it was like, you know, first in existence and developing and you know, using language. It's like, cool. Remember, it used to be like, I don't know, like a 2-week boat ride to get between there, and we didn't have the internet. So that's cool. I always think about that. Like, you know, I fly back and forth from America quite often, and it's like, oh, that doesn't, you know, 7 hours, 8 hours isn't that long compared to a 2-week boat ride is what it used to be. And this is a 2-week boat ride without any electronics, remember? Like, I don't know what they did. Like, what would you do for 2 weeks on a boat? It's not like a particularly nice boat as well, because it's like, it's just like a transport boat. It's not a cruise. Same thing goes with the Titanic. When you watch the Titanic, pay more attention to the lower class decks, because those are basically sort of university dorms, or in some cases they look like prison cells, where people were just there for however long the Titanic was meant to, you know, journey, which is a long time. Anyway, if we're talking about the Titanic, I believe that we have gone off track enough to end office hours. However, speaking as I mentioned the Titanic, if anyone would like to play a video game, which is amazing, you should play Titanic Adventure Out of Time. It is just like one of the like best pieces of 90s video gaming I have ever seen. Please play it. Don't question it. If you don't know anything about it, and you've never played it, don't question anything. Just please go play it. Marco says that there's a question, actually. Thank you, Lex, for pointing that out. What happens if you delete empty DLLs? If they're not referenced anywhere, it should be fine, but ideally don't do that. Don't give Neos a reason to hate you. And with that, we'll leave off. Play Titanic Adventure Out of Time, and I will see you guys next week. Ping me questions and help if you've got other questions, and notes and stuff will be up when we get to them. All right. I will see you guys later. I got to push like 5 buttons because they change the way that you end stages. So here we go. Bye-bye.